presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and the grand old Mirth Parade turns a cold shoulder on one and all at this time, for this program is dedicated to the original boys of the cold shoulder, the Icemen. There will always be Icemen until someone invents an electric refrigerator that knows how to make love.
Any ice today, lady? It's nice today, lady. How about a piece of ice today? Oh, it's only a quarter. You know that you want her. Hurry up before it melts away. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Out on your linoleum. No, ma'am, no, ma'am. Idiot Napoleon. Your crop is an ice man. And so's your old ice man. Oh, may he be good to me.
Well, well, well. And here's Iceman Andy Andrews. He's an Iceman, a very nice man. Get it? Darn subtle, these masters of ceremony. All right, Andy, 50 pounds, please.
Well, there was only one thing I had fear of. It was love. It was love. Yes, there was only one thing I kept clear of. It was love. Love. Then there came a day with a drastic change. Here's the way it happened. It was strange. Now I was meek and bashful. It's my weakness, I've been told. She was just the type to make me wish that I were bold. I edged up very close, and when her hand I tried to hold,
was my face red.
Now cautiously I slipped an arm around her slender waist. Then I started picturing the two of us embrace. But when she turned and on my lips a tender kiss she placed,
was my face red.
Oh, I tried and tried to talk, but only stuttered. Yeah, I scarcely spoke a word. You know, just like a piece of bread with both sides buttered. Oh, I must have seemed absurd. Now it was my decision that tonight I should confess. My mind started working, but my lips were in distress. But when she saw the look within my eyes and whispered, yes,
was my face red.
Now on a crowded streetcar, I was hanging by a strap. A lady looked at me and grinned. Oh, I felt just like a sap. The streetcar gave a lurch, and then I sat right in her lap. Now she informed me that she was to meet a friend at 3. And she said, oh, she's charming. She said she was just the type for me. And when she said, why don't you come along and have some tea? Was my face red. Oh, I talked long and told her of my troubles, about my ball and chain. You know, the way I talked, she must have thought the poor girl was bound to be insane. Now, I had told her everything about our married life. I had told her lots of things about our storm and strife. And then we met her friend, and it turned out to be my wife.
Was my face red.
Well, if Andy and who's ever gets to be an iceman on my street, I'll have to buy an electric refrigerator or move away. Hello. Well, I wish you'd look who's here. It's Asma. You know, Asma used to have a job delivering ice, and it took him so long to make his deliveries that by the time he got where he was going, he had to sell the ice for bottled water. Well, Asma, tell me, how's the ice business with you?
Mr. Wilson, you know, them electric refrigerators, it done ruined my business. Well, I'm going to have to get out of it.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, Asma?
Well, I ain't decided yet whether to get a job on a beer wagon or go back to preaching. You know, I think I'll try preaching first.
Well, now, Asma, certainly you practice what you preach.
Yes, sir, that's what I want to do now. I want to go to practice now what I'm going to preach in the morning.
That's a good idea.
I've been carrying that ice so long, it's going to take a long time for me to warm up to this preaching business, you know.
Well, Asma, go right ahead and preach your sermon.
Now then, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take my text this evening from those three great evils, wine, women, and song. Now then, song being the lessest of these evils, we're going to take that up first. Now, man come to me the other day, and he say, Brother Asma, a crooner has just passed away. And I told him, I says, I've heard a whole lot of crooners that sounded like they was dying, but that's the first one that ever went through with it. Then that man say to me, he says, Brother Asma, I wonder would you contribute $1 to help bury this crooner? Did I turn him down? I said, here's $6. Go bury 6 crooners. I'm glad to see that you all like crooners. Now let's take wine and women. Yeah, let's take wine and women. I wouldn't ask you all to take something I wouldn't take myself. Now then, it say here in the good book, look not on the wine when it is red. Now, if it happened to be some of that 3 2/10% wine, the best it's going to be is a pale pink. Now then, when you get a hold of some wine, I want you brothers and sisters to think. I saw a man the other day, and he had a gallon of whiskey in his hand. And he looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, Brother Asma, there's 1,000 reasons why I shouldn't drink this stuff, and I can't think of one of them. Now, let me tell you what I done. I took 2 bottles, and I filled those bottles full of worms. In one bottle, I put water. In the other bottle, I put whiskey. In the bottle where I put the water, the worms live. In the bottle where I put the whiskey, they die. Now then, when you people get a hold of some whiskey, I want you to think, and after thinking, if you come to the conclusion beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a worm, don't you drink it. Yes, sir. Now let's take woman. Take woman. Oh, I wish somebody would take mine. I married this woman with my eyes open and she closed them. I asked her for her hand and she put her foot down. And when she put her foot down, brothers and sisters, my face was under it. And that's why I say, take them words out of that marriage ceremony where it say love, honor, and obey.
Well, what words do you want to put in there, Asma?
Stop, look, and listen.
You know, Asma still thinks that cracked ice is water gone crazy with the cold. Well, here's charming Eddie Adams, and if we could deliver ice to Eddie's house, we'd buy an ice wagon right now. Used car dealers, please stay away. All right, Eddie, freeze up and snow all over.
It's been about a month or 2 since I was introduced to you, and we have been together every day. I love you and you ought to know, but every time I tell you so, you seem to change the subject right away. If I can't have you, let me lose you, though in my heart I'll always choose you. If you don't want to be sweethearts, then I don't want to be friends. We're either lovers or strangers. It's just a fool who pretends. I can't keep hanging around your charms every day. I can't keep thinking about them in a fraternal way. The little handshake I give you is not the touch of a pal, 'cause you're the loveliest fellow and I'm just the lonesomest gal. Though I've enjoyed your acquaintance, and I'll be blue if it ends. If you don't want to be sweethearts, then I don't want to be friends.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Adams just confided to me that she's trying to buy a pair of Chinese tongs for her Iceman. Introducing Tizzy Lish, who still thinks that apple pie is the great American dessert.
Oh. Hello, folkses and listeners. Yes, this is your friend, Miss Lish, all righty. And I must be nice to know that you have an old frenzy like me. And, folkses, I want to tell you that I had quite a time today. You know, I gave a cooking lesson to some Icemen on how to make chili sauce. Of course, if I had known then what I do now, I wouldn't have. But I guess we all have our little baddies, don't we? Well, as for the Iceman, we started off by having such a nice time. I remarked that I never knew Icemen pick things up so quickly. So they laughed, rather raucously, but I say still a laugh. Then we had a little trouble. It seems they wanted to talk too much, so I told them to hold their tongs.
Oh.
My, I'm always joshing like that. So they were quiet after that. You could have heard a lemon drop. In fact, several did, right at my feet. So it struck me that things were not all they should be. But they seemed especially happy when I was ready to leave, and one gentleman became suggestive. He suggested I take a few cooking lessons, but I gave him what we girls call the cold shoulder blade. And it cut him, so he left. They all wanted to know how much I weighed. One guessed my weight at 102, another at 82, and another said, no, that's her age. Of course, that didn't bother me much. I guess they could see I wasn't a day over 24, couldn't they? Or couldn't they? Anyways, they had all heard of my athletic ability. They wagered me $5. I couldn't kick as high as my heady. Well, as I say, $5 is $5 these days. But one gentleman thought we were all supposed to kick. So, you see, I was what you might call feted. So, as I'm still a little shaky from my experience, I'll just swish along now, as I have to give a cooking lesson to some policemen on how to get the most out of a beat. So I'll leave you as the folks on the beach always say at parting, sans wine, sans jug, sans ass.
So we let Tizzy Lish slam the icebox door on her newest bunch of recipes and on her fingers for all we care. The Mirth Parade leaves you now, but we'll be back with you soon. This is Don Wilson saying goodbye for all the Mirth Paraders. ¶¶